every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Oh, thank you very much, and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio from the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert Resort in St. George. Pleasure to be with you, Brian and Bob. Dave Glauser producing. We've got a great show for you. PGA Tour comes to town. It's always fun to see some of the players and watch their skills up close and personal, and these guys are putting on a show. Some terrific shots, some long bombs. Bob, how about the length that these guys are hitting it off the tee here in Utah? And this is, again, this is not northern Utah, where you're four or five thousand feet. This is down at about 1,900 feet, and they're absolutely smoking it off the tee.
Oh, yeah. It's not. It's amazing because guys are hitting it 320, averaging 322 off the tee, but some guys are hitting it 370 long drives. You know, Max Homa, I think his longest is 377 this week so far.
And that was like, what, somewhere in the 40s, tied for 40s?
Yeah, like 49th. Something like that. Yeah, it's crazy, the stats, and to see what they're able to do. But this golf course is playing beautifully. It's in perfect condition. The greens are great, and the guys are loving it.
There was one of the players that hit it over 420.
There you go. Giddy up.
I mean, you get it going, I guess, right? Well, we're going to talk a lot about the golf course. If you're watching this on TV and you're like, are you serious? Yeah, it is that good. Like the mix of green grass, white bunkers, hemmed in by the black lava and the red hills, it is a phenomenal place. It's what's known as St. George, Utah, yep. And people are starting to discover it. They're starting to come here. The climate is absolutely beautiful. You're talking, you know, low 70s, you know, pushing up to high 70s this time of year, and it'll stay that way really for the next, you know, 5-6 weeks. It'll dip down. You'll have some 60s and 50s even during, you know, the holidays, but mm-hmm. then it bumps back up and gets warm again real quick. And so when you look at the amenity set that they have here at Black Desert with the weather and the golf, it is one of those places that you want to come visit. And the PGA Tour is back for a second year. We'll get into it all coming up here in the next couple of hours. Thanks for tuning in. Again, give us a follow at Real Golf on X. And, of course, you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Real Golf Radio or Golf Radio. Same thing on the rest of our social channels as well. Bob, Brian, Dave producing. We'll be right back with all the show here on Real Golf Radio.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Staples presents That Was Easy. Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Intel 11.1 select models only.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scotts and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Made a few putts early and just kind of had it going. So, always fun to shoot, you know, sub 30, 28 on the front was great. And, yeah, fun day.
Nonchalant 28 for the defending champion Matt McCarty here at the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert Resort. And, you know, that's two sub 39 hole rounds in his last 12. Yeah, I think Matt's kind of feeling it. Yeah. He talked about how this is, again, desert-like, how he grew up in Arizona, you know, feels similar, feels like home, and obviously good vibes coming back after being a winner here a year ago.
Yeah, and he just played in Japan a couple weeks ago and had a chance to shoot 59 in the final round and shot
58.
60. Or excuse me, 58.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a birdie on the final hole, he'd have shot 58.
He'd have shot 58.
And he made,
par. He was shot 59, but he made a bogey and shot 60. So, but 28 on his first nine holes this morning is stellar golf. And is that the hard side or the easy side, the back nine?
The back nine, I think, is the easier side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he lit up the back nine, and then he shot one over on the front nine.
Now,
so
I say that from my experience. I don't know. Like, if you were to look at the scoring average on the front and back, maybe it says something differently. But 10's a birdie hole. 11, if you can get it down the hill, is a birdie hole. Yep. The problem is it's about 3 and change to get it to go down that hill. And if you don't get down the hill, you're hitting a long iron into a really small target.
Mm-hmm.
12, depending on the pin location, can be a birdie hole. 13 for the resort guests is a par 5. For the tour players, it's a par 4, and it's not so much of, I mean, that can be a difficult green, again, depending on the pin. 14 is the drivable par 4, so that's a birdie hole or an eagle hole. 15 is a par 3. 16 is a difficult hole. 17 is a short par 3 that's birdieable. And 18 is eagleable. It's a very short par 5 finish. And when I look at that versus the front nine, 1 plays very difficult. 2 is a difficult hole. 3 can be at the bunker in the middle on a par 3. 4 is a difficult hole. 5 is a drivable-ish, but it's the tougher of the two for sure.
Yeah.
6 might be the toughest green on the golf course. 7 is a par 5, but it's not an easy one. It's tough to pick out your sight line. Eight's a short par three, and nine is a par five. But again, that second shot into it is extremely dangerous, and you can make a double bogey in a hurry with desert all around. So yeah. When I look at those two nines, in my mind, I say, I think the back nine is where you can score.
It's scoreable.
Yes. Yeah. What the front nine, when I play out here, I don't get discouraged if I'm 2, 3, 4 over par, knowing there's some holes coming up where I can make that up.
Right. And remember last year when the temperatures were up and it was hot and this golf course had to be softer and guys were able to throw darts a little bit more. There were 62s in the first couple of rounds last year. And even in the final round with Lucas Glover, didn't he shoot 62?
I think he did drop a 62, yeah.
You're seeing rounds in the mid-60s now, which this is what you're able to do with better temperatures, more, you know, temperatures in the mid-70s. You're able to firm up the golf course. You're able to firm up the greens and not keep it wet like they had to last year. And that's why you're seeing the scoring as it is right now.
Yeah, 65 so far is the low.
Yep.
Including by the leader, Michael Brennan, who is shot 67, 65, and he's at minus 10 through two rounds. Again, you're listening to this on Saturday morning. They are playing and will resume round number two because darkness, again, with the size of the field and the limited daylight, it pushed on Thursday, which pushed it into Friday, which pushed it into Saturday. But again, making the cut and moving on, it won't be an issue for finishing play on Saturday and Sunday. So, so you got some names up there. Michael Brennan, Jackson Subaru, who's a rookie on tour. Pearson Cootie, who is the grandson of Masters champion Charlie Cootie. And then you got defending champion Matt McCarty. And, you know, Matt was asked, you know, does it feel good to be in a position to defend? And,
I mean, that's a unique opportunity, you know, and to be able to go back-to-back would be something cool. And, I wish every week was at this place.
Yeah, I mean, talk about horses for courses. Obviously, he feels comfortable here. And, you know, you see, you know, for instance, you got Jason Day, you've got Max Homa, you've got Saith Theegala, and some of these players that are seeing it for the first time. How much of an advantage do you suppose it is, Bob, for guys like McCarty and others who have played here, you know, before and have some, you know, they've figured it out a little bit while some of these guys are having to figure out those sight, especially sight lines. Max talked a lot about sight lines being a challenge out here.
Yeah, for the most part, he feels really comfortable, but there's a few holes that he's just not quite set on where he wants to start the ball or where he wants to hit the ball off the tee. It's definitely Matt McCarty has an advantage because he played it last year. He is an ambassador for Black Desert Resort, and he's been here a couple times during the year playing the golf course. So, yeah, absolutely. The more you play it, the more you feel comfortable with it. And these guys learn on a rapid rate, especially when they're playing in competition. So, yeah, it's a big, huge advantage for him.
Just watching some of the coverage say at the goal, hits a shot on 11, and he's got a long iron in his hand. He hits it and it catches a little bit of a slope and just checks and spins. And that he hit the perfect spot, which normally would release, roll up over the hill and probably get real cozy. And he's just kind of chuckling to himself. You know, I remember Lucas Glover in his interview last year on his show on SiriusXM. Yeah. You know, he just talked about that. There was little subtleties about the golf course that just kind of were frustrating, and he kind of cracked the code on the last round. So I think to me that's a bit of a testament to a good golf course.
Right.
You can't just stand up, fire, and blow it up.
Yeah.
It does take some time getting around here to kind of figure out those little nuances.
And the cool thing about this golf course is you do have that lava out there, and you have some decent rough out there too, down both sides, strips down both sides. This isn't a golf course that you just bomb and gouge. This is a golf course where you got to think about it a little bit more. You can still hit driver and still get a long ways, just like we've talked about, guys hitting it over 300 yards, 325 yards, 380 yards. One guy, what, 422?
422, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so you can still hit that, and there's plenty of room. You just have to know where you need to start it off the tee and where not to hit it. When you've got the lava.
Yeah, no question. And don't you think, Bob, it's difficult where you don't have the pine trees lining the fairways? A lot of times it's like, okay, I can just start it on this right side of the tree line and draw it off of it or cut it off the left side or whatever you choose to do, right? And I think that's those sight line things where it's like it's
going into oblivion.
You can see for miles.
You can. Absolutely.
Right? And so it's like, how am I picking my spot here?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the more you play it, the more you feel comfortable with it. Yeah. And it's really cool to see guys like Max Homa and Jason Day and Thigala really embracing this place and liking this golf course.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Max coming up due to his injury. In fact, let's just go ahead and let's hear from him, because I think on the one hand, you applaud what he was, that he gutted it out, but you sort of wonder how much he can keep it up. Here's Max trying to explain a little bit about what the injury was.
I don't know for sure, but I have a pretty good sized bone spur on the top of my ankle. I've had it for a little while. I had planned on getting it taken out when we have a little bit of time off, so it was just kind of ironic. It almost never gets inflamed, but I think this place is pretty hard to walk in. Walking down just a small hill on 12, I didn't feel anything, but as we were walking down the fairway on 12, I could feel it getting swollen, and then when we were done on 12, it was very, very tender. And then, I don't know, it's just not a good golf course to walk, and walking up hills really hard because I can't flex it, so that sucked. But honestly, in some way, yesterday I played so well and I just get in my own way so much. So I think it honestly helps to get hurt at times, because I don't remember thinking about my golf swing. I don't remember thinking about really anything much, just, get it through, get it to the house. If I hit a bad shot, but it was in play, I was happy with it. I think it, you can learn a lot from that, but, hopefully I can get this thing figured out, because it just was not very fun walking. Over the ball, it's fine. Through the hits, not great, but I mean, it's manageable. But I don't know. I kept thinking about, my wife had a horrendous birth with our first son, and she had major, major surgery. And there's just no way I could complain about a hurt ankle while I walked. So that one really, she gets me through a lot. She couldn't look at me the same. So this is nothing. It's just more of a pain.
Max Homa, the philosopher.
How he chuckled about it.
Yeah. So he's got a bone spur. It was inflamed. It was causing pain. Yep. He had to get some treatment. He gutted it out. He wanted to keep going, all that kind of stuff. But he also didn't want to cop out, I guess, when, he thought about how much his wife went through during childbirth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a perspective for you.
Yes.
I mean, how do you not like that?
And he's afraid she would give it to him.
Yeah.
So
he didn't want to hear it from him.
No, yeah. He didn't.
I when he was in contention at the Masters that year, I just loved
listening to
him. Yeah. It was, and now to have him back, be able to sit here like that and just listen. He always has good comments. So more with Max. We had a chance to ask him a couple more questions. We'll do that coming up next from the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio from the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert. Thanks so much for joining us, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. You can follow us on X at Real Golf. We'll post all of the segments and the interviews there, as well as where our podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. We talked about Max Homa and his injury. It was really weird. Had a chance to follow him around in the Pro-Am. He played with some of our guys and was super nice. In fact, one of the guy's moms really wanted to meet him. I got to tell this story. So she's out there, and he comes off the green, and she is fangirling hard. And she's just like, I love you. She goes, I love you, I love you. And he comes up and gives her a hug. He goes, I love you. And and she has her flag there, her Bank of Utah flag, mm-hmm. pin flag. And she goes, I saved this spot right here, right under the logo. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like two-thirds of the flag.
Right.
And he goes,
right.
I saved this whole spot just for you, right? So he signs his name like massive, like it's probably about 9-10 inches worth of signature across
right.
the bottom, and he puts a little heart at the end of it.
Oh my goodness!
He's so great, man. He was awesome. Took pictures. Just a cool dude. Like Max is one of those guys you just kind of want to hang with. You know?
Yeah.
He's fun. He's witty. Again, with this injury popping up, it was hard to see. He was really struggling to walk. Got some treatment. Gutted it out, and ended up making what he went. I think he went bogey free.
Yeah.
Five birdies
yeah.
on the day.
Yep.
And
yeah. Finished at 600 par, and he's currently tied for eighth.
There you go. So just four shots back. Going to be around for the weekend, and that's going to be a nice draw for the fans and those yeah. watching on TV. So the question was asked, you know, did he ever consider withdrawing from the event? And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, probably not. I just, like, can't. I don't want to do that. I love being here. I really like how my golf game feels. It's, you know, my last event of the year, and it's just annoying to walk, so I can deal with that.
So how important is this week, given that it is your last and with your game feeling well and being in contention?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, but it's just nice to feel good about the game. It's been trending for sure the last couple months. Came in here with a lot of confidence in what I was doing. Had it going yesterday and just kind of like punted that. So it was nice to come out today and play the way I knew I could. But I mean, it's not an important week. It's just other than, you know, I just want to keep improving just for myself.
After a couple of days, what's your thoughts on the course and how does it fit your eye?
Yeah. Very unique golf course. There's a very small handful of very difficult tee shots, and then the rest are pretty just turn your brain off. It fits my game really well, not necessarily my eye, but fits my game. I hit my irons really well. I've been hitting them really well. This week, the greens are crazy, but I feel like that kind of lets me be kind of artistic on the greens. Around the greens, a lot of short grass I've been chipping well on, so it fits a lot of things. I just have to get more comfortable with the lines. There's just a couple tee shots where it's just not 100% sure exact middle and left and right boundaries, but Yeah, for the most part, just getting used to it. And then the elevation makes everything tricky. Honestly, the morning's easier. It just goes back to what we normally play. So, it's a phenomenal golf course. Greens are great. I love how firm it's getting. So, been a pretty awesome surprise. You know, I didn't come here last year about how cool this place is.
Max Homa, that's his thoughts. Had a chance to ask him a couple of those questions there. And see what he thought. Let me unpack a couple of things, because okay. I've always been fascinated by this concept of a does it look good to your eye kind of thing.
Yeah.
Max says, doesn't look good to my eye, but it fits my game. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, I think it means that he can play well here because he's striking his irons really, really well. Where it doesn't fit his eye is what he said in that statement. There's a couple of fairways, well, I'm not quite sure on the right, left boundaries and down the middle. And that is unsettling to me. I have to think about that more, where the rest of it, I can just turn my brain off and go ahead and hit it. And so I think that's what he means by it doesn't quite fit his eye, because he doesn't quite know what those are, but it fits his game because he can score well on it and he feels he can do well with his irons and his putting and the chipping that he also said.
He talked about turning his brain off.
Yeah.
You kind of like that. What does that mean to you?
I thought that was a really, really cool statement, because then it means that you're not thinking too much, that you can just let your golf game happen and your golf swing happen. And then it becomes more of a reaction and not something that you're focusing on. Which each particular shot, you get the information, you do everything, then you settle in over the ball and you hit the shot that you visualize, but you're not thinking two or three different swing thoughts and that kind of thing.
The other thing he said was sometimes it's good to get hurt, because he wasn't thinking swing and he wasn't thinking that, like,
beware of the walking wounded.
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of kept him, you know, focused on,
yeah,
getting out and walking, yep, and making sure that he, yep, was able to get from one point A to point B kind of thing. And he said there's probably something to learn there. There's probably a lesson there.
Yeah. My dad's last win on the PGA Tour was in New Orleans. Okay. He was sick the whole week with the flu. And when a lot of times when that stuff happens, you focus less on golf and more on just playing and being creative. And that's what he was talking about.
Mm. All right. Well, super cool of Max to spend some time with us and to be able to get a chance to hear his thoughts. And mm-hmm, hopefully he's healthy. You know, he doesn't want to leave. And he said at the end that it was a awesome surprise at how cool this place is.
Yeah.
That was his, you know, because he hadn't been here before.
Right.
But I think a lot of people see that, right? I,
yeah,
think they, and it's interesting what we're going to hear from Kelly Jensen, you know, on the, mm-hmm, who's the vice president of events coming up next hour. But one of the things he mentions is the players talk.
Yeah.
And they'll be on the range and they'll, yeah, say, you know, hey, they'll say, hey, Jason, or hey, Max, you're out in Utah. What'd you think of that golf course? And, you know, when they say it's cool and, yeah, all that, Jason said he feels bad that his kids couldn't come and,
right,
his wife, because they would love this kind of place. So they'll, mm-hmm, be back. You know, I think the kids were sick this week or something. So.
Well, and he took a chance to go to some of the national parks earlier on in the week. And so I think that's what he means. There's a lot of stuff to do here down in southern Utah, whether it's hikes or that kind of stuff. You know, the beautiful scenery with Snow Canyon, and also the way this golf course presents itself on television is amazing. So these guys love it.
I'm getting texts literally as we're doing the show here. Man, Black Desert looks great on TV.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
it's pretty fun stuff. Again, taking a look at the leaderboard, you've got Michael Brennan, who is at 10 under par. Jackson Suber, again, a rookie on the PGA Tour, mm-hmm, is at 9. Pearson Cootie is also at 9 with Justin Lauer. Matt McCarty sits there at 8. Lauer's got some work to do, so he's still got some holes to play. That may change.
Yep.
But guys that are finished, you got, how about Kanaya, if I'm saying that right? You know, he's won, I think he's 8 times on the Japan Tour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a prolific winner, and here he is tied for 5th. Watch out for these guys. I don't care what tour it is.
Yes.
If you're a prolific winner, look at Matt McCarty last year. He won twice in, what, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
On the Korn Ferry Tour, And then in his second PGA Tour event,
see, and I totally forgot about that until he said that when we were talking with him after the end of round two. He won in his second start on the PGA Tour and was right in the mix at Augusta when we were there with him and talking with him there. So Matt's a great player.
Yeah, he's a great player. Just a lot of good players. I mean, there is a bunch. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. Again, things can change, but the leader's at 10.
Yep.
And so within five shots of the lead, you have 26 players currently, which is it's remarkable. I mean, that this thing's gonna be fun to watch. It'll come down. I think there'll be some fireworks over the weekend. Again, remember when Lucas Glover shoots 62? I think it was 62. Was it 62 or 64?
No, 62.
Was it for sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
On Sunday, that was a guy that had struggled all week on the greens, and it finally clicked for him.
Yeah.
So I think when you guys can figure this out, you could see somebody come from behind and kind of blow this thing up.
Yeah, and, you know, whether that's, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 under par, I can see that out there this week. And Matt McCarty played phenomenal in the second round and just had a couple of hiccups on the front nine, which was his second nine in the second round. Otherwise, you know, he could have had the low round of the week.
Yeah, so. And no question. Also, a couple things to watch if you're watching this on TV, a couple things to pay attention to. 14, the drivable par 4, you're seeing most of the guys, especially with the pin back right in the second round, players are just knocking it in the middle of that green and giving a shot. On the first round, I think you saw a little fewer of that because the pin was front left.
Right.
And I talked with one of the volunteers that was working that hole, and players that were going up, coming back, you know, trying to chip it. It's just such a steep little hill that it seemed like a full shot in actually gave him a better chance of getting it close to the hole. You know,
if you don't quite get on the green and it rolls back down the hill, then it becomes a way tougher shot.
Yeah, way tougher.
Because when you get down below the hill and the green's up above you, and all you can see is a portion of the flag, your depth perception and being able to hit the ball and land it in the correct position to get it close to the hole, you don't see it. And it's hard to visualize in your mind, so it becomes a lot tougher shot.
Michael Thorbjornsson just made a putt for par. he's even on the day. This he was leading after the first round, and he makes about a 12-footer for par, and he just raises his arms in the air, and he just kind of like gives an exhale because – you know, it can be, there's some subtleties on the greens that just can play with you just a little bit. So interesting. Hey, a guy that's walking the fairway with the players is Golf Channel's Todd Lewis. We had a chance to visit with him. We'll see what he thinks about Black Desert and his first trip to Utah next here on Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf, we understand the tradition of golf, the joy of passing the game from one generation to the next. Since 1971, we've been helping families like yours enjoy the game of golf. Our expert team will help you find all the golf gear, shoes, and apparel you need. With over 60 years of experience and our legendary 90-day guarantee, we've always been here to help you get there. Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf. Get there!
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
We're here with Golf Channel analyst, reporter, just all around. When you think of the Golf Channel, you think of Todd Lewis, and he's right here in Utah at the Bank of Utah Championship here at Black Desert. Todd, it's great to have you here, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. First time here in Southern Utah, St. George and Black Desert. Blown away by the visuals. Golf course seems amazing. Players like it, so weather's perfect. the stunning scenery. I mean, so yeah, this has been a fantastic trip.
You travel all over for these things, and you're walking the fairways. What do you kind of look at, and what do you see in the players when to kind of know if they like a golf course or if they're struggling with a golf course? Is it body language? Is it scores? What do you kind of see out of these guys?
I don't think it's necessarily scores. They want to be challenged, for sure. They don't want layups. But I think more than anything, they want a golf course that rewards good shots, because that separates the good player from the average player. So I think this golf course does that. You have to be creative here. There's some blind shots, as you know. So they're trying. You got to come out and know the golf course, which is challenging for these guys because this is only the second year in existence of this golf tournament. But you know, you want the condition to be great. The greens here are fantastic. Players have been telling me the greens are. I mean, not only do they have great movement, but they're rolling beautifully. So I mean, I've heard nothing but spectacular things about this golf course, and that's one reason why I came here.
Yeah. Awesome. And then you've got this fall series, which takes on a little bit extra importance. Now that you've gone from 125 to 100, players have some real things to play for here. What's your thoughts on the changes that the tour made this year, and do you think it's working for their intended purpose?
Well, it's definitely putting a lot more pressure on these guys in the fall because you're reducing 20% of the players that can keep their card for 2026. Look, I think there is an issue in regards to traffic on the PGA Tour. That is why they reduced the number of cards, because in years past, you get into tournaments when you've got 156-man field, 144-man fields, they just simply can't finish because of daylight. And so now you reduce the number of cards, you reduce the number of players that are exempt. Yeah, that's gonna keep things flowing a little better. But you know, I think 100's a good number. I mean, if you want membership, those guys who are out, let's say 100 to 125, they're still going to get it in many events. They just can't set their schedule. But I'm not really against this move by the PGA Tour.
So you've traveled a lot of miles this year, seen majors. Here in the U.S. and over in Great Britain, that kind of thing. What are some recollections that you have from the year in golf so far?
Well, the one that pops out is Rory McIlroy. I mean, he had the moment of the year. Finally, getting that demon off his back and winning a major championship and winning the one he wanted to win. That, of course, is the Masters. So that's the moment I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember not only that celebration, that release he had on 18 Sunday when he won in that playoff over Justin Rose, but fortunately, one of the things I look forward to every year is the Sunday night of the Masters. I sit across from the champion in his green jacket, and we get into a kind of a broad conversation about what just happened and what this means moving forward for him. And to hear Rory tell me, the first question I asked him was, what did you release on that 18th green? And he said, everything, a weight, relief, because it's a lot of internal pressure for him. But yeah, he had the best moment of 2025, but Scottie Scheffler just continues to show why he is the most dominant player since Tiger, in my opinion. And I find it so fascinating from his personality. When you look at the greats in all of sports, whether it's Tiger, whether it's Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, whatever, you felt like they kind of fed off the fame and the energy that was around them. Scottie Scheffler, at least from a competitive perspective, is the biggest name in our sport, but he wants to be so small as a person. Yeah. And I just find that to be, because, it's kind of a unicorn in sports, much less golf. But man, I barring injury, which I hope nothing, of course, happens to him, I see him being a force for a long, long time.
Todd Lewis with us here at Black Desert. So let's pull the curtain back just a little bit. You go to these events. When we're watching you on TV, the guys are on the set. Let's go to Todd Lewis. What have you done over the years? Is it just time? And how do you get the trust of the players and to be able to have those in-depth conversations and just be in those places? I mean, you do such a fantastic job of bringing the color to the story. Just what is that like for you? What goes into that?
Well, time is a part of it. This is my 18th year, so I've seen these guys out here a lot on the PGA Tour, and they've seen me. I think the relationship that you build with a subject, be it a player, be it a coach, an agent, caddy, you name it, that doesn't necessarily start face-to-face. They all watch the Golf Channel. They all watch NBC. Those are the networks that I've been on. And when they watch, I want to make sure that they understand that, hey, I'm there to be a solid, credible citizen of facts. I don't give opinions. I'm a journalist. So that relationship starts there. Then, when I have one-on-one interactions with them, I make sure that they understand that, yeah, I have a job, and I have a loyalty to our viewers, but I'm going to treat you without an agenda. One of the most uncomfortable things I hear from a player or agent that may be in a controversial setting, they'll say, hey, we'll do the interview with Golf Channel, but it's only with Todd Lewis. Now, you may think that's cool, but to me, it makes me uncomfortable because in my head, they may think, he's going to be soft on me. He's maybe going to be our PR guy. Mm. I literally have conversations with those players and say, thank you for letting me be your vessel and sitting down with me, but I have a beautiful responsibility to the viewers that I'm going to ask you tough yet fair questions without an agenda. And to their credit, every one of them said, we completely understand. So I think that, and I try to live, I feel like it's a huge privilege and an honor to have the job that I have. And I say that because I never got into this to be on TV. I have a great spirit of service. Just as much as the people here at this resort have a spirit of service for the guests, I'm the same way. People don't stumble across the Golf Channel. It's a destination channel, so they want to know what's happening at golf.
Yeah.
And I want to service them. I want to give them all the information, all the facts I can give them to make it fun and entertaining and informative as they watch the Golf Channel. So that I live by that creed for sure, and I try to service the players as well to try to be fair to them.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks.
Having said that, what's your recollection on maybe your toughest interview you've ever done?
Toughest?
I love this. People are always like, what's your favorite? Who's your favorite person you've ever interviewed? Who's the worst person you've ever interviewed? I'm like, that's a good
maybe
question.
Toughest, maybe.
I tell you what was, again, this is my 18th year, but one of the toughest things, there's two things that come to mind. Number one, the fracture between the PGA Tour and LIV.
Yeah.
That was tough. I mean, I talked to players who made the jump to LIV, and I had to ask them, why did you do it? This seems like a money grab. You're going to work for Saudi Arabia that doesn't have, the best reputation worldwide, so you're asking those tough questions, but fair questions again.
Yes. Yeah.
Another thing that was really tough in the game of golf, if you remember, was the anchor ban by the USGA and the RNA. Yeah. And there were several prominent players that that, you know, anchored their putter for. And so to talk to those players, Webb Simpson, Adam Scott, you know, who were adamant that this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, because you had a dividing line on the PGA Tour, where some said that this has got to go, and others says no, this is part of the game too. So those two, I wouldn't call them tough as much as I would call them. I guess controversial subjects you had to cover. Yep. And of course, there's Tiger.
Yeah.
You know, Tiger had some interesting things too in my 18 years at the Golf Channel when he hit the hydrant and such, and following that story. But, you know, it's definitely not been a boring career at the Golf Channel.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And Todd Lewis joining us here. So you mentioned Tiger. You mentioned Scotty. Stars are such a big part of the game, right? I mean, people tune in. I used to, when it was Tiger's time, they'd say, I had friends that were casual golf fans, sports fans, that would say, Tiger's in, I'm watching. With Scotty not being maybe the showman that Tiger was, is it? Can you recreate Tiger in the aggregate somewhat, or is that even necessary? Or a conversation to have to try to continue to, I guess, market the game or the sport to the golf and especially the sports fans.
I tell you, I'm under the belief that it's going to be challenging to have another Tiger Woods, and it's not just from an image perspective, because Tiger urbanized golf. He brought golf into the inner city. When kids were thinking about playing basketball, football, baseball, all of a sudden Tiger Woods is saying, hey, man, now I want to play golf. So he was a monumental force in sports, not just in golf. But I think because of Tiger Woods, because he made it such a global game, and because the guys who compete on the PGA Tour, and I mean, you go out there and try to find a 36-inch waist on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
It's not out there. They're all athletes, again, because of Tiger Woods. I think there's so much depth globally in the game. I don't know if you're ever going to have a player that's going to win as many tournaments as Phil Mickelson did, which is 45. I think it's going to be very challenging to have a dominant player on the PGA Tour. Now, Scottie Scheffler's trending that way. He's not even 30, and he's well over 20. And so, I don't know, maybe, he's close to 20, I should say. And so, maybe, but it would be very challenging, in my opinion, to see that happen.
Ryder Cup just took place. There's a lot of things you could talk about with that. But let's just stick with Team USA. And it's, you talk about 18 years. That's been pretty much all Europe as you've been out covering this. It's when I take my American golf fan hat off and I just watch what Team Europe does, it is a masterpiece in getting a team together to play. I don't want to belittle them by saying beyond their abilities, but they seem to rise to the occasion maybe better than I've ever seen in many sports. What's your take on that whole Ryder Cup scenario, and where does Team USA go from here?
Well, let's just talk about this Ryder Cup.
Okay.
I was shocked, surprised. I don't bet, but if I did, I would have put my mortgage payment on Team Europe, because I was blown away that Europe was the underdog heading into this.
Oh,
because if you look at what Europe had, first off, I think top to bottom, they are a complete team. They have more depth than Team USA did. They have more experience. They had 11 of 12 coming back from the previous Ryder Cup team for Europe. That has never happened on either team in the history of the Ryder Cup. So why they were the underdogs is shocking to me. But I think there is a different atmo, a different energy, a different emotion for Europeans towards the Ryder Cup than the Americans. I'm not saying that the Americans don't have passion for it. I'm not saying that they don't have fire for it. But it is still a little brother wanting to beat big brother mentality. Mm. Chip on their shoulder from the Europeans, despite their dominance over the last 2 or 3 decades. Mm. They still feel that. And there is a camaraderie that's very challenging to explain about all those countries in Europe coming together to try to beat the United States. And look, they're all friends. They play Jupiter together and Scottsdale together, but it's amazing how united the European team is. Not to say that the Americans aren't, but it's just crazy. And they have a great culture. It's just hard to explain. But I will say that for American fans, I don't think we should be arrogant and think we should be beating Europe all the time. They have some excellent players.
But now what? For Team USA. I mean, the Keegan Bradley thing, I was probably the only one that ever predicted that Keegan would be picked to be captain. We did a little thing on the show, and they laughed at me, and then he got picked. But it put him in a tough spot. Tiger hasn't shown that he really wants it, so where do we go on a captaincy? Does that even matter?
I think Tiger's going to be the captain of the next Ryder Cup team for the United States when they go to Ireland. He's friends with J.P. McManus, which is the host in Ireland, host course. He owns the course that's going to be hosting that at Adair Manor. So he would love to be a captain there on J.P. McManus's place. But I think more than anything, he wants to be the guy that finally breaks this streak of the United States winning on European soil that hasn't happened since 1993. I mean, he loves a challenge, and I don't think Tiger has to do too much when he's in that team room. They all know the mission. They all know. They all know what Tiger Woods represents. If anything, the challenge for Tiger was to try to keep the guys loose. I don't know who Europe's going to have. Luke Donald's been such a great captain, but I think he might be passing the torch. But who knows?
How about Paulie? Again.
Paul Azinger?
Yeah. No.
McGinley? Oh, Paul McGinley. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It'd be sad to not have him on the live from desk. but that's a possibility. Yeah. So we shall see. You know, I don't know. But I would be surprised if Tiger is not the United States Ryder Cup captain going to Ireland.
And what are you excited about for 2026?
Well, I'm excited to, you know, we've seen some stars emerge when J.J. Spahn this year and some others. I'm excited to see who's ready to go to the next level. I think that's Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy won the Tour Championship, got the monkey off his back. He's played well in Europe. He was a force on the United States Ryder Cup team. I think Tommy Fleetwood is ready now to go from being a great player to an elite player. I see him in contention in several major championships next year, and I would be surprised if he picks off one or two in 2026.
Ah, there you go. Early predictions. I like that.
Grand Slam for Scotty.
Way too early.
I'm a Grand Slam guy. I love the Grand Slam. Well, so Scotty for Grand Slam, U.S. Open.
U.S. Open at Shinnecock. And yeah, you're right. That's going to be the storyline. That's going to be the big storyline heading into the U.S. Open this year. That's going to be on all the major championships, actually. It's focusing on the U.S. Open, and can we have back-to-back career Grand Slam
champions?
That would
be cool,
wouldn't
it?
That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, Todd, thanks for your time, man. It's good to see you, as always. Once upon a time, we had a chance to a little play at Augusta together, and I got real excited when I got to 12, and we had, you know, you can't have phones, but I had a little camera, and I was like, Todd, here, film this, you know, shot on 12. So he gave me the Golf Channel play-by-play as I proceeded to hit about 2 inches behind it, laid up short of Rays Creek, and made four that way. So, but those will be special memories. Todd, it's great to have you out here at Black Desert. Great work, as always. We love watching you, and thanks for your contribution to the game.
You got it, Bob. Brian, good to talk to you.
Thanks.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.